Okay, last time we were at Math Decision, or Math Decision Better, I can't remember. I'm going to look and see which one it is.
Okay. We were doing JavaScript.
Yep. It's just which one I couldn't remember which one we were at. View page source. Okay, so this was the second one. So, if I start out, okay, the one I'm looking at is called Math Decision 5. Okay, so I'm going to put in a number. I put in a 5, a 50 I'm going to put in, and I'm putting in a 10. Okay, so I'm putting in 50 and 10, and I'm putting in a divide, and so it comes up with 5. Okay. And this is where we kind of ended last time. And if you happen to be taking CIS 120, this happens to be one of the examples that I do in there. So what I'm saying here is enter the first number, enter the second number, and enter what you want to do, asterisk or slash. And we talked about the fact that if I enter an A here, what will happen? What happens if I enter an A instead of an asterisk or a slash? Come on, somebody.
Oh, doesn't a slash mean that there's more to add? Well, not, no, wait, never mind. Sorry.
No, basically, okay, let's look at the logic. I have a question where I said, if what to do equals a slash. So I'm saying, if what to do, equals an asterisk. Okay, so I'm asking that question, does it equal an asterisk? And then if I look at what I have next, it is saying, okay, if it does equal an asterisk, I calculate answer by saying do a multiply. So I did a multiply to get answer. Okay? If I get a no to this question, what do I do? If I get a no to the question, what do I do?
I repeat the process.
Pardon me?
I repeat.
No, if I get a no, okay, look at what the... This says, this is what I want to do if the statement is true. So if it's a yes or true, I want to do a multiply. Else means, what do I want to do if it's false? So else, this is what I do if I get a no or a false. So the else is what I do if it is not true. So when I have a decision, I ask in a diamond the question, and I go off to one side if it's a yes, and I go off to the other side if it's a no. And looking at this, I'm going off to the right if it's a yes, and to the left if it's a no. So the else says, figure out answer by doing a divide, right? So the else is saying, figure out answer by doing a divide, because that's what I have in there. Okay, so now remember, computers are very literal. So if I type in an A instead of an asterisk or a divide, what is it going to do?
Does it give you not a number?
It's going to, well, look at the flowchart. If I type in an A and it asks the question, is it equal to an asterisk? And I type in an A, what's it going to do? Is it an A? So so it's not going to take the yes branch, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not an A, so it's going to take the no branch, right? And that means it's going to do a divide. Well, if I type in an A, which branch is it going to take? The no branch, okay? Because if I type in an A, it's saying what to do, is what to do equal to an X, to an asterisk? The answer is not a yes, the answer is a no. If I type in an A, it's not equal to asterisk. So it's going to take the no and it's going to do the divide. So if I type in a 2, what is it going to do? It's going to take the no branch and do a divide. So in other words, what I've got here is if I take an asterisk, it's going to do a multiply. If I type in an asterisk, it's going to do a multiply. If I type in anything else, it is going to do the divide. Because my question is what to do equal to an asterisk? And if the answer to that is no, then it takes the else branch and does the divide. Okay? Now, remember that the double equal that I have here is how you compare for equal. A single equal is an assignment sign. So when I say put 0 into first num, that is an assignment. I am assigning 0 to first num. So basically they had this problem that an equal sign could mean two things. So they decided to say, no, we're going to make you write the equal sign twice if you want to do a compare. And that way, the equal sign doesn't have two meanings. There are going to be separate meanings. So this is a compare equal. Okay. So I'm asking the question, if what to do equals an asterisk, it does what is inside the curly braces. And if it doesn't equal an asterisk, then it goes to the else and does what's inside those curly braces. Does that make sense? If you have questions, now would be the time to ask. Because we're going to only make this more complicated. So if you have questions, stop me. So an if statement does a couple of things. When I have an if statement, okay, when I have an if statement, the easiest way I think to show an if statement is to diagram it. I just understand it better in the diagram. So I have my diagram here, and I ask my question. Okay, I ask my question, or test the condition. I ask my question. And I have two possibilities, okay, because the computer doesn't do maybe. It does yes and no. If you get into artificial intelligence, you can make it do maybe, but it basically is saying yes or no. So here's what I put if I want, if it's yes, I put a bunch of statements there or just one statement. And if it's no, I put a bunch of statements over here or just one statement. Or I might have nothing to do if it's no and then I don't put any statements there. And then I close it back up. Okay, so when I write this, I write if. And then in parentheses, I put my question. Okay, so I put my question in parentheses. And that is a condition. Okay, so I have a condition there. And then I say, if it's true, and inside these curly braces, I put the things I want to do if it's true. And then I say, else. And inside another set of curly braces, I put the things I want to do if it's false. Okay, so that's how I set up a basic condition test. And the condition itself, I write it like, is A equal to B? I can write, is A less greater than B? I can write, is A less than or equal to B? Okay, so I wrote in mine, I wrote, is what to do equal to an asterisk. So I have two things that I want to compare. In my question, I have two things that I want to compare. And there's a whole variety, and I just put in a few of them. But there's a whole variety of ways I can compare. I can compare less than, I can compare greater than, I can compare less than or equal to, I can compare greater than or equal to. Okay? But that's basically my condition. And I tend to draw it out because I see it better that way. And then I can work out the logic that I want to do. Okay? So going back to the program now. Somewhere I have the program, I think. Yeah. Okay, so going back to the program, I said put in two numbers, and I put in a 50. Oh. Put in a 50, and I put in a 10, and I put in the slash. So it then took in those three things and saved them in memory. So I have in memory first num, I have in memory second num, and I have in memory what to do. So I'm prompting the user and saying, give me one of those answers. And the user does that. Okay, so I get the 50, and it had started out at 0 because I gave an initial value of 0. It now has a 50. Second num had started out at 0. It now had a 10. What to do didn't start out as anything, because I don't have anything there, and so it now has a slash. And that's at the end of the prompts. Then it comes down here and says, okay, if what to do is equal to an asterisk, it's not. So it goes to the else. And it takes what's inside the curly braces and says, okay, answer equals first num divided by second num. So I have a place for answer in memory also that used to be a 0, but now it's becoming a 5, because 50 divided by 10 is 5. And then after the if is all over, okay, because this closing curly brace here closed off what I wanted to do if it was false. And so then everything hits this document write, the answer is. And it writes out that sentence along with the contents of the memory variable answer. So it writes out the answer is, and then it writes out ants. Okay, are you with me on this? Does this make sense? Yeah? No? Maybe? Okay. So, now I'm going to look at the next one. And as I said, the problem here is that if I enter anything other than an asterisk, it does the false. Because that's the only question I asked was, is it an asterisk? And if I enter anything else, it will do the divide. Okay? So, if we go back and look at the program, if I put in 50 and 5, or 10 rather I did, I'll stick with the same numbers, and then I put in an asterisk, it does 500. Okay, so there I've got the 500, because I did put in an asterisk, and so it did the multiply. So I put in 50, I put in 10, and I put in an asterisk, and so it did the multiply. So 50, 10, and asterisk means it does the multiply, and it ends up with 500, and so 500 is what I write. Okay? Yeah.
Isn't there a way to do 3?
A way to do 3.
Yeah, so like the 3 outcome one. So it's like if asterisk, if slash, and then something like that.
And in about 5 minutes, you're going to be doing that. Okay, so now the first thing that I want to fix on this is I don't like the idea that if I enter in anything, it will still do it. So if you look at the one that says math decision better, okay, so now I'm going to put in 8, and I'm going to put in 2, and I'm going to put in an A, and it is saying the answer is problem. Okay? So, if I look at this now, okay, so now I've asked 2 questions. So, I've asked my first question. Oh, good. Closing clear. Thank you. And now we'll get that. And hopefully it will understand. Okay. So my first question I'm asking is it an asterisk? Okay. And if it is, then I come over here and I do a multiply to get answer. Okay, so that's what I do if it's true. Now, the else here does what? The else here asks another question. So I'm asking, is it a divide? And if it is a divide, then I do the true inside that if statement, which is, I divide. So I do a divide to get answer. Okay. Else, I put the word problem in answer. Okay, so problem is a word that I put into answer. And then I join the inner question at the bottom, and then I go back and I join the outer question at the bottom. So let's look at what's happened here. What I should do as a programmer is I should do the flowchart first, and I should think out the problem that I want to solve and draw the flowchart, or do pseudocode, or do something else that helps you analyze it. And then I go in and I write it out. So, if I look at the flowchart, it says, if what to do equals asterisk, and I write that out. And then I put the curly braces on here, and this is what I do if it's true. Else, this is what I do if it's false. Okay? So basically what I'm doing, if it's false, is I'm asking another question. So if it's false, I'm asking another question. And in that question I'm saying, if what to do equals a slash, if it is, I do what's true. Otherwise, I do what's false. Okay? And I have all those little curly braces around to tell me what to do. So essentially, if you look at it, I put a curly brace there and a curly brace there. And I put a curly brace there and I put a curly brace down here when I'm done. And then inside, I put a curly brace here and a curly brace there. And a curly brace and a curly brace.
Wish I knew that last year.
Huh?
Wish I knew that last year.
I told you that last year. Well, then I was bad. I should have told you that last year. Still think I did. Okay. So if I put those curly braces in, those tell me what to do if it's true and what to do if it's false. Okay? And so now I have a situation where I get the word problem if I don't put in an asterisk. So look, if I get a no to asterisk and I get a no to slash, I see the word problem. Okay? So if I don't put in an asterisk or a slash, I am going to see a no to problem. Okay. Now what I want to do is get this ready so I can do any of the math facts. So I'm going to say, first I'm going to test what to do for an asterisk. And if the answer is yes, I'm going to multiply to get the answer. If the answer's no, I'm going to ask, is it equal to a slash? And if it is, I'm going to get the answer by doing a divide. If I get a no, then I'm going to ask another question. I'm going to ask, is it a plus? And if it is, I am going to get the answer by doing an add. And if it's not, I'm going to ask one more question. Is it a minus sign? And if it is, I'm going to get the answer by doing a subtract. And if I don't get any of those, I'm going to write out problem. The answer is going to say problem. Now I start closing this up, and I close up the bottom decision, and then I go up and I say the yes and the no, which goes through something, come together. And then I say the yes and the no, which goes through all that, came together. And then I put one more in, joining the yes and the no. And I'm less concerned about the joining than I am about you getting the logic of the beginning. So now I'm asking a series of questions. So I need to go in and modify the program that I have to ask those questions, because I want to ask, is it an asterisk, is it a slash, is it a plus, is it a minus? Okay? So if I go back and look at the program code that I had, I can see I've started out and I've asked the first two questions, but now I'm going to ask the third question before I say problem. So I'm going to ask the third question and put that in at that else. So what I would like you to do is to try to do this. Okay? So I'm going to give you 15 minutes or so to work it on this, and then we will do it together. So 10 minutes, whatever.
So you want us to write this?
I'd like you to try to take my program, so copy and paste my program, and then change it so it adds, ask two more questions. Okay? Told you we'd be there in 5 minutes.
Is your program under JavaScript sample code?
Yeah, it's Math Answer Better.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, Math Decision.
Yeah, Math Decision
Better 5. Math Decision Better 5. There we go. Now you can actually see it. Okay. Math Decision Better 5. That's not what I wanted to do.
Code?
No.
No.
Feel free to use it however if you prefer.
I'm already in paint.
Have you ever heard of paper and pencils?
I don't know what that is.
For drawing flowcharts, they're wonderful things, but I've already drawn the flowchart for you. So all you have to do is write the code, huh?
I thought that ended last semester. I used to 120.
No, nothing ends.
This actually making more sense. This semester that did last.
That's good.
Because how my teacher always made us look at incorrect flow charts and say what's wrong with them, and that never made sense to me.
Oh, okay. Okay. You took it at night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
I know who it is.
What was it again?
Dennis.
Yeah. He's a good teacher, but...
Oh, he is.
I just didn't really like how some of the lessons went.
Yeah, no, he's been teaching here for a long time. A little bigger and still have it show. So where you're starting to make the change is right here. That's where I'm going to put in the add question. It's right there. Everything down to that point is the same. And then you're going to put this in, starting right here. And apparently it doesn't want me to draw on that, all right? That's interesting. Now if I come over here and pick up a pen and come in here and draw, will it let me? I'd love to know what that was about. If you have questions, ask.
I'm trying to find the eraser.
You're trying to find what?
The eraser. I haven't used paint in like 5 years.
Why are you using paint?
So I can make the shapes.
But you've already got those up there. All you have to do is write the code.
Well, I thought I was making my own flowchart.
You don't have to, unless you want to copy mine.
I gotta make that. Okay.
You don't want to actually write the code. Last time, Notepad works nicely for that.
I like Notepad.
Questions? Huh? Yes, you're supposed to copy and paste that into Notepad and then modify it.
Oh,
can we
look at
this? Huh?
Can
we look at
this? Is it working? It works. modify this so that you can handle the adds and the subtracts. It adds and subtracts correctly?
Oh.
Don't listen to me. Did you just get up? Have you had your coffee?
No, I haven't.
May I suggest a cup of coffee?
Yes. Definitely need one.
Usually you come to early classes, this not being an early one at 11.
No.
But with a cup of coffee.
Still a couple of eight. Because the first if is the multiplication, and if it's not that, then it's the well, else if this or else
okay,
if that.
So
or
then
else
technically, what I always do is then have those curly braces.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm saying if you look over here, and it lets you get away with not doing it, but this is the correct way of doing it, is I'm saying else. And this is what I want to do. And then the if statement is enclosed in
that.
Okay, now it lets you get away with, but if you really look at the logic that you're supposed to do, that's the way it's supposed to be written. So I suspect that if you put in some more of those
syllables,
I suspect it's a problem.
If
you have problems with it, what I would suggest, actually I would suggest it anyway, is I would put in the add first and test that. When I'm doing JavaScript, I try not to write a lot of lines without testing them because it's a pain in the neck. And if you do just the add, and okay, now that's working. Now I'm going to do just add in just the subtract. Okay, that's working. And so you piecemeal it down. And in fact, if a program isn't working, I will frequently go back and take out a whole bunch of stuff so that I have the simple version and I can test it, and then I can up it and keep adding back something and kind of isolate out where the problem is. I also do alerts a lot for testing, where I throw in an alert statement to have it show me what it's doing, show me an answer if it's not getting the right answer. We're going to do this in a minute. Because, are you getting it? Is yours coming along, or in yours?
Yeah,
but you already got the one? His is coming. And you owe me more because you haven't made your copy.
No, don't even listen to me. I just gotta do it.
No way, panic's not working out.
Okay, no, that's actually fine. Because you've got, let's see, you've got else. That's where the problem is. You're missing an else.
So let's go.
After, well, let's see, you've got if else, and then you've got an if else. And then you've got
else.
Okay. But you don't want to have answer problem. That's what you don't want.
Okay, so what?
You want to take that out.
This whole thing?
No, leave that one up above. The little curly brace. Take out those two lines.
This one down.
Yeah. Because now what you're saying is... Yeah, take that one out too. I didn't know you shared that one. Okay. So now you're saying else. Check to see if I should do an add. If I should, do the add, else, yeah. So test that. It's not going to do the right add because you have to do fault, parse, and all that. So now put in the plus.
Oh.
Even though you haven't fixed that part, yeah. It's going to do it. So
yeah,
it concatenated, I suspect. Did you put in two fives?
Yeah.
So it concatenated, so you need the parse float.
I was going to say, you need the parse int
or something. Or parse int, or the plus, or the number. One of the four ways that I told you you can get it to do it. You need that. Okay, so we are going to take a look at this now. Okay. So I'm going to call this file, save as, and I think I'm going to put it on my... So I'm going to call this mathall.html. And again, usually it's not a problem if you don't change that to all files, but that's the best way of doing it, is to change it to all files. So I've got mathall here. And I'm going to get it in just a little bit. So, the one that I don't have here is problem. I don't want to have problem. I want to come in here and do something else. So, I'm leaving these two curly braces, and I'm going to come in here and do something else. Okay? And the something else that I'm going to do is I am going to say, if what to do equals the plus sign. Okay? So I now have if what to do equals plus. And then I drop down and I want to tell it what to do if it's a plus. And looking up at the others, what I did is a calculation, so I'm going to put the curly brace, because I always have to put a curly brace around what I'm going to do. Now, in fact, and some people sent me some of these, they let you get away with, JavaScript lets you get away with not having the curly braces if you're only doing one thing, but it's lousy precedent to set with yourself because you usually go in and add something else. So you can do it, and I don't want to say that you have to do this, but this is the way that it should be done. So I'm saying answer equals, and then I'm going to do a pass float, but again, I can do anything that does the conversion. Plus, parse, float, second num. Okay, so I'm adding them together, and then I'm all done. Okay? Now, as I said to you, what I frequently suggest doing is checking at this point. Because I've added one thing, let's see if I messed it up or if it's working. To do that, you want to make very sure that the curly braces are right, and that one goes with that, that one goes with that, so I'm all right. Because I haven't written the word else in there, and else isn't a requirement. If I have nothing to do, then else isn't a requirement. So if I type anything other than the things I asked for, it's going to do nothing at this point. Okay. So, I am going to save this, and then I'm going to come in here and run. Okay, come on, we can do this. So, I'm going to do a file, open, and I've got it out on my drive. And I called it Math All. So, where, didn't I call it Math All? Math. Does anybody remember what I called this foolish thing? I thought I called it Math All, but I'm not seeing Math All. Okay, so let's go back to the code. Yeah, I saved it as Math All. Now let's make sure I saved it to the right place. No, I didn't save it to the right place. All right, now I've saved it to the right place. So now I should be able to find it. I do that on purpose just so you can see what you have to do, right?
Make sure we're awake.
Absolutely. No, I do it on purpose to show you how you debug, right? Whatever. Okay, so I'm entering the first number, and I'll enter an 8. And I enter the next number, and I'll enter a 5. And I hit OK, and I'm going to enter a plus, even though I haven't changed the thing, and it says problem. Oops. I thought I had even taken problem out of here. I'm running the wrong version. I'm doing just really well today. Notice I'm running the wrong version. All right, this is called File, Save As, Math All on my F drive. Okay, am I doing anything wrong, folks? Save. You want to replace it? Yes. All right, let's try one more time. File, open file. Yeah, right, thanks. Why do they have classes on Mondays? Math All. There it is. Okay. Enter the first number. 8. Enter the next number. 4. Okay. Enter the plus. The answer is 12. I got it. Okay. 8 and 4 are 12. Yay. So, I've now got the plus working. So now I'm going to go in and add the negative. Okay? So I'm coming in here, and it's this inner if statement. And I go ahead and I write else. And my else, I'm going to put curly braces in. And sometimes it's easier if you put in both curly braces. Some people like to do that. I do. Sometimes I don't, other times. But if you put in both curly braces, that kind of makes sure you're keeping track of your braces there. And so inside this set of curly braces, I'm now going to write if, and I made a capital I, which would be a mistake, if what to do, that worked. It shouldn't have. I forgot the two equal signs. If what to do equals a negative. Okay. I think it will take either, but why don't we be consistent?
Yeah.
Okay, if what to do equals a negative, then I'm going to come down and say, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to say answer equals first num minus second num. And then I want to close that up. And now there's nothing else to do, but I want to put in an else that says, answer equals problem.
Oh, I made this back in the else.
So if all else fails, you're going to subtract. Well, I'm not too happy if you're dealing with my money, but I go with problem. Okay. So now I think I've got all of the curly braces, but as I said, one of the things that I do is I count. And this is my left one, so one left one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And so now I'll count the closed ones. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. So now at least I know I've got the right number of curly braces. And usually if I have the right number, I've actually put them in the right place. Sometimes not so much, but usually. Okay, I've got double equals in all of the places for the conditions. I've got parse float for first num and second num. When I'm doing the add, I don't have to worry about it on anything else. The parse float has a capital F. I've got semicolons in all of the statements. I don't have semicolons after an if because the if isn't done. It looks like it might run.
I just tried it, it didn't.
Hopefully I typed better than you did then.
Yeah, no.
I'm hoping you made a mistake. File, open file. I'm
trying to see if I can see it better.
Sorry. Probably up there is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're scary.
I don't know.
It doesn't
matter. You got like sunlight on it.
Yeah, I know. And curtains that don't work. Feel free to try them. And there's math all. And at least it came up. Okay, so that's always a good sign when you see something there.
Yeah.
Alright, so now, huh? Yours didn't?
That didn't at all.
Okay, so here's 8 and 4 again I'm going to put in, and this time I'm putting in negative, and it came back at 4. So I'm okay. Now, the other thing I need to come up here and change is I need to say or plus or minus. so that I have all of the possibilities there. So I need to put those in as well. Okay, so now I'm going to test it one more time, and this time I'm going to put in a bad symbol. So I'm going to say file, open file, and it is math all, and I'm going to say 6, and I'm going to say 5, and I'm going to say A for what to do, and it's coming back and telling me problem. So that appears to be working okay. I should also make sure before I pass it in that I test the multiply and the divide again, even though I didn't change those, make sure I didn't mess them up. What I'm basically saying is you can't overtest, really, but you can really undertest. So you really should test right when you think you're done. You should go in and test every possibility here. And there are five possibilities. And you should test them all. Okay? Questions? Anybody want a copy of this? Solution. So at some point, if you didn't get it right, play around with it and see if you can get it so that it's working correctly. Okay, so I'm now going to go back and we're going to look at paycheck first. Okay, so I'm looking at the one called paycheck first. Okay, guys. So, I'm going to put in 50 hours and $50 an hour. And enter A, B, or C, so I'll enter A. And basically, this is what I've got for my code. So this is very similar to that one. I've said if pay code equals A, do the calculation and add in a $100 bonus. If the pay code is B, do the calculation and give a $50 bonus. If the pay code is C, do the calculation and give a $25 bonus. Otherwise, don't give any bonus, just do the calculation. Okay? And I didn't give any, these people do not have overtime pay, they get bonuses instead. Okay? So there's no overtime pay, I just did a straight multiply of hours worked times pay per hour. And I put in an A, and I put in, so they got the $100. What?
I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
You know, I don't think I've ever had a job where I've made overtime hours. That's really bad.
Is it because you've always been salary? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
So then you take comp days, right?
For overtime? No. No, presumably they, at one point the salary was good enough that that's not necessarily true anymore, but when you work for the state, but I worked for private companies before that. So I didn't have to take days off. So there is that. Okay, so that is very similar to the one we stopped and did. The next one is paycheck second. So I'm saying enter the employee's name. So I'll just enter Ann. Enter the hours worked, 40. Enter the pay per hour, 50. Enter A or B, A. And that's what I've got. So, on this one, I said, this one is more talking about output than anything else. Because I said, if pay code equals A, and up here I did the calculation of hours worked times pay per hour. And I said, if pay answer is greater than or equal to 1,000, I want to put out a message that says okay. Otherwise, I want to put out a message that says up for review. Okay? And if it's not A, I'm putting out a not eligible for review. So apparently this is the time for reviewing my employees in category A. Now notice the pay, the right, the document right. I have the pay for, and then I inserted a space in here so that it will write the pay for space. And then I concatenated that with the name. So they brought in Anne, and I concatenated that with the name. And then I concatenated it with this week is with a space in front. Because if I didn't do that, it would bump into Anne. And then I concatenated that with message. Okay? So I've concatenated those things together. And you can see that it prints out the pay for Anne this week is okay. Okay? So that's what I put out. And somewhere I am not getting my print screen here. Why did it decide that I didn't want to have that tool anymore? Start closing some stuff down. Okay, so there it is. Okay. So I've got the pay for, and then I put the person, this week is, and I've got okay. Okay, you want up for, you're not able to get up for review? Well, what's going to get up for review? I got to come in with a number that is under 1,000 and it's got to be category A. Okay? So if I am doing this and I redo this and say, okay, John is going to have work hours 40, pay per hour 20, category A, then I've got up for review.
I got to work for you.
Well, then you you got work for you.
So I got work for you.
So you've got those different messages, and if I don't enter an A, it immediately leaves. Okay, so what I've got here is I'm asking the question. Whatever. I'm asking the question first, is it an A? And apparently it didn't want me to do it again. All right, one more time.
Get somebody to reprogram.
I really do understand why people, a lot of people don't use this. It is trying, shall we say. All right, there we go. It liked me this time. There's A. And then notice up above I did the calculation. So I have up here that I did the calculation of pay answer. Okay, so prior to coming into the decision, I did the calculations. Actually, prior to that, I took in the prompts too. Okay, but I've done the calculation. So now I say, okay, is pay answer greater than or equal to 1,000? And if the answer is yes, then my message is going to be okay. Otherwise, if it's a no here, my message is going to be up for review. And if I get a no to the A, then my message is going to be not eligible for review. Okay, so I've got those. I take the last decision and I close it up. And then I say, okay, the yes and the no, I close that one up. Okay, so now I've said, okay, if they're an A, then ask the next question. If they're not an A, I'm out of here. I put out the not eligible and I'm gone. If they are an A, I ask, is the pay answer greater than or equal to 1,000? And I make the message all of these things. And I should have put message up here. Down here, after I'm all done, I write out the message. Now, if you are following the rules of flowcharting, a decision is a diamond. A do something is a rectangle. An IO is a parallelogram. IO being an input-output. So when I ask the user for something, as in do a prompt, I would be using a parallelogram. And when I write, I'm using a parallelogram. Okay. Now, what I did on this one is I came up with different messages every time. And then I did one document right at the bottom. Instead, I could have taken a document right and put a document right in instead of message in each of these and said, this document right is going to say the pay for the name concatenated with this week is okay. So I could have put separate document rights out, but I kind of like the idea of setting up the message and doing the document right at the bottom. But that's a style thing. I could have put the document right inside each one of these conclusions, each one of these questions. Questions. If I was going to do this whole flowchart, I would start out, and let's see if it's going to let me write over here. Yes, it is. I would say start, and then I would say set my variables, which I just did, and then I would say prompt, and my first prompt would be, okay, I want a prompt for the name. And then I want to prompt for the hours. And then I want to prompt for the pay per hour. Okay? And then I'm ready to do the calculation, which I did over there. So I would say, go to A. And coming in up here, I would say, this is A. In other words, I don't have to write it all in one place. I can say, go to the place called A, this is A. Okay, so again, IO, input, output, so prompts and writes are done in a parallelogram. Decisions are done in a diamond, and stuff that you're doing is done in a rectangle. Okay? Now, lots of times people don't write out the whole flowchart, and I probably should have stopped it. And what they do is they write out the decision part. Because the decision part, if you have a whole load of decisions, sometimes it is easier to understand it graphically than it is to understand it in words. Okay? So that's your choice. Okay, so the next one. If you're not getting it, it's up tonight.
I am.
It's up tonight. You know, I put it up every night. I mean, I'll go home and put it up, so the flowchart will be up tonight.
Okay.
So, okay, so here I have enter the GPA. So I'm going to put a GPA of 3.5 and enter the number of credits. I'm going to put 50. And not eligible for advanced courses. Okay, so what I said was I put in a 3.5 and I put in a 50. And it came back and it said if GPA is greater than 3.5 and this symbol means and, two of them together mean and. So I've now said if GPA is greater than 3.5 and number of courses is greater than 45, say that they're eligible. Otherwise, say they're not eligible. Well, I put in 3.5. That's not greater than 3.5, so they're not eligible. If I put in 3.6, they'd be eligible. Okay? So those two things make an and. Now, one of the things that I should comment about on the and is notice a condition has three parts. The first thing I'm comparing, how I want to compare, the second thing I'm comparing. And you always need to give those three parts. The first thing I'm comparing, how I'm comparing it, and what I want to compare to. Okay? So that's an and relationship. And if I do a flowchart on that, it is simply saying, okay, is the GPA greater than 3.5? If the answer is yes, is the number of credits greater than 45? If the answer is yes, then I'm doing a document write and saying eligible. If the answer is no, I am saying not eligible. And if the answer up here is no, I'm saying not eligible. Two things in an and relationship means that both of them have to be true, right? Okay, so if I've got two things in an and relationship, they both have to be true. So, that means there's basically one chance in four that they're going to print out. Okay? Because they both have to be true. If either of them are false, it's not eligible. And if they're both false, it's not eligible. Although that doesn't show in the flowchart. Because I don't ask the second question if the first question doesn't get a yes. Because since they both have to be true, why ask the second question if the first question is false? That's a waste of time and energy. Okay, the next symbol is coming up over here, which is an or. So I'll go with 3.6 and 25, and let's see what that gets me. Okay. So I put in 3.6 and 25. That's what I did, 3.6 and 25. Now if I go click my magic spot, and 25. And so it comes down, and the two pipes means or. Okay, and the pipes are the thing that are right below the backspace. On some keyboards, they look like there's a space in between. Other keyboards, they don't. Okay. Mine does too. But some they do, some they don't. But it's right under the backspace. Okay? And those are what we put in. So now if I'm asking this question, I'm saying, okay, is GPA greater than 3.5? And if the answer is yes, then I am saying eligible. Or actually, I did it right. So I should notice this one, I didn't set up a message. I did the right. Okay, so this is eligible. And if not, I get a second chance with an or. So I'm asking, is non-courses greater than 45? And if it is, I am writing out eligible. And only if I get a no to both of them do I write not eligible. Close the bottom decision, close the upper one. So, this is an or relationship, which means either one. So now, really, I've got three chances that I'll be writing it out, and only one chance that I won't. Okay, because if the GPA is greater than 3.5, I don't care about number of courses. If number of courses is greater than 5, I don't care about GPA. But if they both happen to be true, that's okay too. So I get three possibilities of seeing the answer of eligible, and only one possibility. They both have to be no to get the not eligible. questions? Okay. We will take a couple of minutes break. Let's not make it more than... 7 minutes looks good. That will give us back at 12:20. And then we're going to look at loops. Getting a cup of coffee, I hope.
So we're going to have, like, a class next week.
Next week is vacation.
Yeah, no, we're not going to have any online thing or anything.
No, I really consider next week catch-up week. And I really think it's a lousy idea. I mean, I realize some of them have to do it because of snow days, but we're pretty much up. We're pretty much doing all right. And I really think that it's nice to have a catch-up week in the middle of the semester. So, in case you didn't know, when you are a student, it is not a vacation week. It is a catch-up week.
Catch-up?
Catch-up. Get your stuff all into me. It is a catch-up week.
I think I will be caught up because of that. Like, I've been trying to catch up, and I'm like,
No, right. Having a week off in the middle of the semester is very nice. If you don't say, aha, Aruba, here I come. and with all the snow, it's very tempting.
Supposed to get snow Saturday night.
I don't care. I'm going down to North Carolina for half of the week and then coming home and,
sure
and working the next. They may. But they're supposed to be summery or something.
I think I'm just about caught up. That 1 week will
hopefully that will do that for everybody. That's a hint, guys, if you're not caught up.
All right. Where was I? I just did week 5. Week 6.
So what I am looking for is for everybody to inundate me and depress me with all the homework they pass in. Because that means you're doing well. Have I ever mentioned that the worst part of this job is correcting? Have you ever mentioned the worst part of this job is doing homework?
This is week 7. What are we going to have to hand in for today?
Depends on how far I get. In JavaScript, I kind of try to go at the pace that the class seems to be able to go at, and so I can't really plan what I'm going to give you as assignment until I see how far we get.
Okay.
You got my email address.
I probably did. I got one from you, I know.
Something like
3. I may indeed have 3. I was way...
Because I sent...
I corrected some on Saturday, but Sunday I didn't.
Last time you said that I should send multiple.
Yes, that's good. That's good.
I just didn't want to bombard you with like 5.
No, I'm much prefer-